This 1UP podcast is brought to you by Games for Windows. Welcome to Better PC Gaming. Created with the idea that gaming should deliver more. Games for Windows branded titles bring you all the fun of gaming without all the work. And with the hottest titles around and Windows Vista compatibility, Games for Windows promises to deliver great new gaming experiences every time you play.
Hello and welcome, I guess, to the especially hate-filled grumpy edition of GFW Radio. This is your unwilling host, Jeff Green, GFW Magazine, not wanting to podcast today, but doing it anyway, God damn it, because Ziff Davis says I have to. Fuck them.
He's the man.
It's in the contract. Great.
Hi, everyone. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. You're everyone, I guess.
Supposed to introduce yourself. Wow.
Just FYI for the listeners, our headsets are turned off today. We're having some technical difficulties, so we can't. Normally, we can hear ourselves and kind of gauge if we're being loud enough or too loud. Like right now, if I'm screaming in your ear, fuck you, I just told you why. So that's something you're going to have to deal with, and we're dealing
on
with.
On top of everything else, on top of none of us, you know, being in a good mood anyway. We can't even.
We're shipping an issue.
We're shipping an issue. Right. We should say that.
I'm in a good mood.
So yeah, you're in a good mood.
You know what?
I'm all
right. Let's just get right into the hate with Heroes of the Web.
Okay, let's start with Heroes of the Web.
Get the introductions out of the way without actually introducing ourselves.
Okay.
So today's comes from Ain't It Cool News. this post,
Ryan's favorite,
was titled, it was like a news item or something, I don't know. This was my first time on that site, believe it or not, and a listener pointed me to it. And this story was called Father Geek Tells of the Harry and Patricia Wedding. Mm-hmm. And it goes a little something like...
After gathering inside... for an hour of cool drinks, a mountain of fresh fruits, smoked cheese, pate, and stimulating conversation, the vows were taken at sunset under the moss-draped centuries-old live oak trees on the natural lush green carpet of thick grass that covered the several-acre grounds of the stone wall compound. Behind the wedding party, hundreds of Texas lightning bugs flashed their approval right on cue as darkness fell and the western clouds turned a deep, hot pink. The wedding party and guests were retired to the elegant decor of the mansion's spacious interior. Once inside, guests with the aid of the entryway seating chart found their tables and chairs and began devouring the wine, the crab cakes, the prime rib, the saffron rice, artichoke hearts, and a dozen other treats offered by Green Pastures excellent chefs. On the aged brick patios, porches, and wide walkways, Tim and Carrie, League of the Alamo Draft House, had arranged for one of their huge outdoor screens to be set up with thunderous subwoofers and a live video DJ to mix a rock, hip-hop, punk, music extravaganza to what was accompanying by mostly exploitation, grindhouse-esque film clips which were digitally edited and mixed live to the music.
And then one of the comments, none of the comments were charitable, but one comment was, when you received her, were there holes in the crate? Okay, so that's about all there is with that. And since today, we really, as always, we came down here with no plan of things to discuss. Although we have now playing in the usual things that we can talk about. But there's something I wanted to throw out there just for the hell of it.
Please do.
When was the last time any of you have had to deal with like one of your parents' computers, assuming they have a computer?
Oh, God.
Because I do that all the time.
Every time I go home.
I was just thinking of like the last time I did this, my girlfriend's dad's computer. You know, you go to use it, and in the startup programs bar, there's like 600 programs.
Yep.
Then you go, like, you get through that, and the thing is running like fucking reading I just did. And then... after you get it working and you turn on like Internet Explorer, there's like 60 different search windows. Yeah. There's like an individual search, like an individual search engine for like Viagra. There's an individual one for home loans. There's like one for everything there is. But then, so I offered, I was like,
she's got going.
Hey man, this is pretty bad. You know, you want me to like do a little work so that when you turn your computer on, you're not like basically trying to run a simulation of I don't know, whatever, World War III or something.
He's got a whopper.
So he's like, oh, okay, sure. So I did it, and I just stripped it down, you know, to the basic, you know, the MS config to the basic things. And then as soon as I turned it on, he was so horrified, started screaming and freaking out, like, oh my God, what did you do? Because he couldn't figure out that there were like one of the billion colorful like icons all over the desktop is yet another way to get those programs running that are trying to start the computer. So he made me turn it back. But I don't know. Right. I thought of that. I was wondering if you guys had some, because some other, just in general too, like parents, you know, when you're that age, your dad doesn't want you playing video games on the TV. You're going to break my TV.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I remember when I was like 20-something, my dad, they had this piece of shit computer, and I went to print something out on it, and he was stressing and sweating it like I was going to break it by printing a document on the computer.
Yeah, I get that shit every time I go home to either my mom or my dad's. It's like me being there is like they've saved up stuff. Could you look at my computer? Because there's a few things wrong on it. I don't know what's going on at all. And it's always just like the most normal, like, you know, one, it's usually like Windows Update. It wants to put these things on my computer. I don't know what it is. And I heard on the radio that I shouldn't put anything on there. They said on a talk show that there's viruses. Like, yeah, these are like updates that Windows has put out, so you won't get any.
Vista
okay.
makes it like 10 times worse because it now asks you for permission to do anything.
So now you get all super paranoid, I bet, right?
Well, like, I don't, but I'm sure.
Well, I mean,
but
like,
then it's
do.
Just that
yeah,
instead
right.
of a
and
Windows
notice,
update, doing it to them on a biannual basis, now yeah. every time they try to like do anything. It, yeah. Are you sure you want to open this program?
Right. No, I'm not. Right. I don't know. I'm scared.
And it asks for, this requires administrator's privilege. And they're like, administrator?
Who's the administrator?
That's you. Here.
Is that who it's bought okay. the computer?
The best call I got from my dad was he left a message on my voicemail. It was like, Jeffrey, I need you to call me back right away. It's really urgent. There's just something. I really need your help with my computer. So I call him up, and he tells me that he had I guess one afternoon he had gone to an adult website.
Oh, shit.
Which actually made me proud of my 75-year-old
dad. You might preempt my next story.
Dad's still interested. Did I tell the story already?
No, I was just about to say something similar. But
okay. But but the problem was he went to the site, and it was one of those sites where, like, you go there, and if you click whatever – it resets your homepage.
Yeah, homepage hijacker. Here we go.
Not only that, but Brad. So and then when you load Internet Explorer, not only does that site come up, but pop-ups come up all over the screen.
Yeah.
And so my stepmom, you know, he needed to get this fixed before my stepmom was going to come home and use the computer because they share it. He was like, I can't. Every time I load Internet Explorer, there's porn all over my window. What do I do? Maybe I'll help you, Dad. I don't know. This is kind of a funny predicament.
So
maybe
did you help
I won't
him?
Help you.
Did you let him leave him twisting in the wind?
Yeah. So no, I told him how to change your homepage, but it was amazing. You know, that to me, that's like everybody knows how to do that, but guess not. You know.
True.
Then I told him all about Clear History, which made him really happy.
Oh,
this is amazing. I'll never know.
What else could I clear?
That's what it's there for, Dad.
Got to do the cash.
Until your stepmom started looking to see if the history had been cleared.
Yeah.
Then you mean to say you looked at Target.com all day today? I know you had the day off.
I've got a good, if we're just going to tell embarrassing internet
okay.
stories. When I was home with my mom for Christmas, I think, she wanted to show me my cousin's, like, literally it was a pony webpage. She's like, oh, your 12-year-old cousin has a really good pony webpage. Let's look at the pony webpage. So we go to the computer.
She was seriously wanting to show, like...
You know, I was just
she,
like... Yeah.
How old
proud.
Is this person?
What's that?
How old is the person with the pony webpage?
Like 12 or
12,
something.
Okay.
Just, you know, we were just chatting about things family okay. members that I haven't seen in 9 years are doing. I'm like, okay, sure, I'll look at the pony webpage. We go there. She's like, I was there yesterday. Opens up the history bar. It's most of my brother's computer. Long list of porn websites come up, and we just kind of both just ignore it and
wow.
move on with our lives. We're just like, all right, let's just scroll past that one. Where's the ponies? Find the ponies.
Wow. Were they all funny. Like kind of nasty names? Like,
oh, yeah, they were totally nasty
yeah.
names. It was funny, though.
Sick.
Dangerous stuff.
Looking at a computer with a bunch of people is like a shitty experience in general. Mm-hmm. It's one I find myself in, though. It's like, you know, friends come over and you're hanging out and you're like flipping through TV and you're like, and you realize there's nothing on, nothing to even make fun of. But then you're like, shit, dude, there's probably a billion things online that we could do. And then it's like, we're all just going to huddle around like it's the fucking, what is it? The monolith in the 2001.
Yeah. Get a couple bones and shake them in front of it.
Swing some bones at it, yeah, and laugh at the quarter-inch size thumbnail YouTube screen.
There really is something about computers that do not want to enable even two people sitting by them. I don't know what it is.
Right.
Somebody at another gaming publication was hitting me up because they were working on a story on upcoming PC multiplayer games that you would play with somebody, but like at the computer, like hot seated or not.
Yeah.
And I couldn't think of one.
Peggle, I play that way so many times. Well, that's like the only thing, right? Yeah, like a casual game. But it's like,
because you're sharing the keyboard.
It's me and my girlfriend, so we just throw our legs over each other, you know, but it's like you're sharing the keyboard and you're still kind of like, dude, the monitor's turned more to you. No, it's turned more to you.
Yeah.
I can't line up my shot. Turn the fucking monitor.
Right.
PC is a personal experience.
It really is.
Someone's always trying to.
So it's not going to work for a PC unless you get like one of these like ridiculous size, like 30-inch monitors or something.
Yeah. It's weird, too, because, you know, when it's like when I have friends come from out of town, not so much anymore, but like, you know, just like sleepovers, you know, come over, have some beers and play some games at night. But then it's like if friends come from out of town now, it's like all the good games we'd be playing multiplayer online. It'd be more fun if we had our own screen and our own thing anyway, you know? So, I mean, with the exception of, you know, play Soul Calibur and Bomberman and stuff like that, all the people out there, they're like, that's why split screen can never die.
You need
the
Wii.
It's like, I'd rather just
put the Wii for
I'd rather just not do the split screen.
That's what the Wii's for, yeah.
Yeah, Wii, and we do that iToy. You show that kind of shit to strangers in the same way as the feeling you had when you saw the pony page.
I was at a wedding yesterday with a bunch of non-gaming people, and some woman came up and asked me about what I thought about the Y. And it took me like three times. I was like, you mean the Wii? And that's what the thing where you wave the thing around.
How did you feel when you realized you were correcting someone like, on the pronunciation of the Wii?
I felt like, how do you even know what it is if you don't know it's even called the Wii?
Just been reading it, I guess.
Just
been seeing it in text.
The why.
Read about in the tech page in the paper.
Like, if you're calling it the why, this is not something you need in your life.
She reads the paper but doesn't watch the news. Yeah, well.
Jeff, that's shameful, man.
What? Did I make fun of her for...
Well, you're mad at someone because they mispronounced the fucking Wii.
I'm just saying, if you're that far removed from the gaming world that you don't even know how to pronounce a three-letter word.
It's Ninja Gaiden, not Ninja Gaiden.
Totally that.
Isn't it obvious?
Or no, it's Naruto, not Naruto.
She was trying to make conversation.
Leave it, bitch.
She was trying to make conversation, and I was just being a pissy little elitist bitch.
Yeah.
Excuse me, it's Wii.
So your bad mood is stretching back from beyond this morning, then. It goes,
you're right.
Has far-reaching.
I just, you know, I don't like it when, I mean, I know people are, like, trying to make that, but when you, don't you get annoyed when people hear you're, you know, related to the gaming industry, and then they ask you whatever random question that has nothing to do with that? Just
because it was in the news.
I know they're trying to make conversation, whatever, but, you know, oh, I played Myst.
But you've done
That's
it.
That's great.
It,
okay, well, that was 13 years ago. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
You know any good solitaire games?
Well, now that we're...
I play Minesweeper. Can you tell me how to beat this level?
Random rants, and we might not even get to PC gaming stuff. We're at least talking tangentially about computers and games, so put them together and we're...
Yeah, and you have computer gaming.
But, this is more than
just what we're all about.
The whole casual thing is going nowhere, and today someone posted, you know, reviews for the PS3 game Lair started going up, and I know EGMs were less favorable than any developer would like, at least, and... One of the studio heads posted a response on their forum, and it was really interesting because it was basically the Wii defense. It was like the Wii alibi. It was like, well, you just don't get it. This is a game for everyone. You know, it's supposed to be accessible to everyone. And he goes, let me tell you a story.
Oh.
And then maybe he was being nice. So let me not throw an asshole in super defense, hyper defensive tone on it. But he told a story. He said, hey, my grandfather or step-grandfather.
83-year-old grandfather. That was what it was. Yeah.
Played this game. I was watching him play the first level, and he was loving it. Grandpa was loving this shit. And what do you got to say about that? Make a game for everyone. So, but I was just laughing because, for one, when you make a game designed from the get-go for, and it really is for everyone, like Wii Sports, mm-hmm. that's a whole nother story than, well, you've got a game where Grandpa can, you know, wave his arm, flail his arms around, and he sees there's some loose correlation with what's happening on screen and kind of laugh for the first level of things. Mm-hmm. I mean, did Grandpa beat the fucking game?
Dude, engineers love that shit.
He might have died from waving his arm around by
did
the
Grandpa
end.
Beat that game?
Somebody
help
me.
Grandpa did beat that game.
My crookie, my heart.
And also, it's like the difference between, I said this in a post, too, between Toy Story and like Reign of Fire or something. There are some things that are clearly from the beginning. You're like, okay, this is going to be something that people of all ages will be seeing. Mm-hmm. Whereas when you make Reign of Fire and you start from the very, you know, concept drafting phase, you say, oh, we've immediately like
dragons, right?
Wrote many people off of our, you know, to check this out list.
I can't believe he was trying to say that Lair is supposed to be this, you know, grandpa game.
And the funniest thing was, the stupidest thing is that if you're going to argue that this whole game is about accessibility to everyone, well, then why not put access for the people who want to play with an analog stick and buttons in it when you've got a system that's got a controller that's got analog stick and buttons? Give us the choice. I mean, that alone just kills the whole thing. Maybe he would have a case if someone was bitching about and they had the option and they didn't like the six, because this is all coming from problems with the six axis control for it. And it's like, well, what are you going to say? I mean, you took away a choice from us and you're trying to use like, accessibility as an alibi. It just doesn't work. Anyway, I thought that was funny, and I'm curious to see if we see more and more of this in the future where, oh, well, you just don't get it because it's for everyone. It's not for you. Like hell, Lair
exactly,
is for
I'm
me.
Part of everyone.
That shit was made for me from the minute it fucking left the design document.
The
you know, like, shit's not for my great-grandpa. He wouldn't even touch that shit.
It's for your dog.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So has anyone been playing any PC games?
We have. Added?
Yeah.
Technically, I don't know what we can talk about, but well, one thing actually before we leave the console thing, one quick thing I wanted to throw out there that if you check out this last weekend's weekly free play, they did something pretty cool, which I tried this weekend. Was if you have a Wii and you do the Wii browser, there's a bunch of Flash games you can play that if you know Flash games that just require mouse control, so you could use the Wii remote to play them. So there's this one actually I forwarded you the link earlier, Jeff. I don't know if you checked it out, but the Rose versus Camilla. It's actually it's the weirdest thing. It's like an anime slap fight.
Anime slap fight?
It sounds stupid, and it kind of is.
Jeff loves anime slap fight.
It's a dopey little time waster, but if you check out last week's weekly free play...
Jeff hears anime and slapping.
He's like, yeah,
I'm excited.
That's going to
rip Jeff's headphones off.
The dust cloud kicks up as he races back to his desk.
Still on your dad's homepage.
Out, bitches.
What's your favorite Japanimation?
But that was just one of the games I was checking out. But seriously, check out last week's free play.
My
Where can they get that?
At oneup.com?
Yeah, thank you.
Very nice. Wow, we're well trained here. Here's a fish.
Oneup.com.
GFW Radio.
Yeah.
So, what you playing?
Is anyone playing PC games?
Yeah.
How about you fellows playing the Tabula Rasa?
Tabula Rasa, big time.
Oh, man. That was a lot of fun.
And we can talk about it now. There was some NDA lifting email that went out right before we showed up here.
So you want to kick this off? Because you played more of it than I did this weekend. But
yeah, I've been playing for like a week now, and I got to level 10 and decided that I didn't want to play anymore because I like it enough to want to be convinced I'm going to buy it and play the retail game when it comes out.
So this is interesting, Sean Elliott, because you are a noted MMO cynic.
Yeah, and it's... I mean, part of the whole thing is, as promised, there's an action element to it, so that the combat and the way that the flow of the game works, it's more engaging to me than, you know, standing next to someone. I mean, and I'm describing a tank character. I know you don't stand next to someone and press 1 through 10 on your number key and win, but for me, to be really reductive, that's how I feel.
Right.
I mean, that's what I feel I'm doing. I just need more than that. And then even if, you know, I'm support classes and stuff. And I played Guild Wars and liked it a lot, and mainly because of the group dynamic. But I was also an elementalist in there. But just because, you know, when you get in this game, you have access to, you know, to guns and skill sets and all these things like that. But you have a crosshair. So that's immediately appealing to me because I'm used to playing games with crosshairs and whatnot. And it's like an interesting combination between... if you want everything to lock on, if you want to just immediately auto lock a target, cycle through lockable targets, you can. So if you're completely averse to playing in the way you would a shooter or an action game, less like a shooter, like a Half-Life than like a Stranglehold or something, a Max Payne. But if you want, you can. Your crosshair is still bigger depending on the weapon. If you got a shotgun, it's basically the size of like a deluxe pizza pasted over your monitor. I find that that alone is fun. The fact that, you know, you can crouch, like, so say, let me give you, I think the best way to do this was to give you an example of like some of the combat in the game. And combat's usually what bores me in MMOs. And you do, and basically that's 90% of any MMO.
Because cover actually matters, right?
Kill until you can get enough, whatever object it is that you need to satisfy your mission. Mm-hmm. So here, you can see enemies from a great distance away, and if you have a sniper rifle, you know, you crouch down and you improve your accuracy, you get the first shot off that way. Then they might see it, you can continue to shoot them, and if they're whatever, a berserker type creature, they're going to try to rush and close the gap, and then as soon as they do, you might want to switch over to a shotgun. But then in the RPG manner, they might be a group of mixed units, so some of them might be mechanical. You might want to have to hit them with electromagnetic pulse weapons so that you strip their shields and then you can do damage to them with ballistics. Could be another creature that's entirely immune to the EMP, and for those, you're going to want to have someone hitting it with a chain gun with some other type of ammo using a certain skill set on it, you know, electricity, if, you know, usual RPG stuff, you know, one creature's weak to this element. Instead, it will just be this kind of power. But anyway, I find that's just fun. Like, the combination of that part of RPGs, which I always liked, you know, even in Final Fantasy, the tricks of, like, you know, hitting undead with healing items and stuff like that. But in a real-time and fast action game where...
It definitely feels more like an action game, for sure.
But how about, like, the questing stuff and... Is that in the beta yet? That
well, the simple quests are. I mean,
they're all the quests and instances are in the beta yet.
But I mean, a lot of things that Richard Garriott or General British has been saying is in previous demos and stuff. He talked a lot about how the questing in Tabula Rasa was going to have, you know, some moral choices and emotional resonance to it. Have you experienced any of that kind of stuff yet, or?
I haven't got a lick of that yet, but again, I quit playing when I got to level 10.
Okay.
What it does have that's cool is the instance sections are much... Well, compared to the stuff where you're running around doing missions in the MMO that everyone is thrown into on your server, on your planet at the same time, where missions are almost always collect 10 of these or kill 5 of these and stuff. As soon as you get into an instance, it's cool. The graphics become like... massively, massively sharper and better, and assets look a lot better. And it looks like if someone was just walking by, they would think, oh, this is just like a dedicated action game where they were able to invest all this work into the appearance of things and stuff. The missions are more inspired. They're cleverly designed. They're more fun to do. And that was where I really started liking it. At first, I was super skeptical when I turned it on, because the introduction is just... You know, it's like I had a friend that was playing, and I wanted to just jump into the world and just get messing around, but you had to do the solo stuff to get used to it.
Yeah, right.
And it was like, eh. And it totally reminded it does remind me of Auto Assault in a lot of ways. I mean, even to the point where it's just the design of things and, you know, in the cities, the town, the buildings for, you know, the armories and the medic shops and stuff like that.
The necessary evils of any, like, RPG, any MMO at this point, basically.
But just all in all, that's, I think it's exciting, because I know that, like, I'll get a group of people together and I'll actually want to play it. And
but as a shooter fan, like, why would this interest you more than, say, Battlefield 2 or Quake Wars
just
or
because
something?
Because it's
like
different. Because, like, say, for example, if I don't want to get into Quake Wars, and if maybe I only have a few friends online, and then we're put on a team that sucks ass, and the other team is wiping us out over and over again, or I just keep getting frustrated because things aren't going my way, and then just the high stakes of, you know, people come in and they know who I am, and I want to be playing my best because I got a reputation to uphold, and all the stress of that. When I just want to get into it, like a server, and just talk shit with friends and still play, find some cool stuff for all the reasons that people do play MMOs, you know. But for me, for whatever reason, the MMO that's been able to do that and keep me playing has been few and far between. And I think this has the potential, at least, to keep me around for longer than a month.
How many people can go into an instance? for like the dungeon.
I haven't got to count on that because I was basically doing them with a few people.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I actually have an email into them, and I haven't heard back on that yet.
About how many?
So it's variable.
How you can get in, but
yeah.
How much of it is instanced?
I don't know because I've only played to level 10.
Right.
Yeah, so I can, any statement I make is from experience and knowledge within that set bit of gameplay. So it's like I really have no idea. I know there are other planets that you go to.
Well, I mean, a lot of the quests that you've done, or have you done a lot of instance stuff?
Even on the place where I'm at, I can see like quite a few instances.
Are you still in that first wilderness area? Or?
Well, I've covered the entire map on that planet.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but there are a lot of instances all over it. I mean,
it's pretty cool. I mean, the buzz seems pretty cool on this so far. That's a good thing because it seemed for a while like it could go either way, and I guess it still can go either way. We don't really know. But
well, I had kind of pegged this in my head as like the thing that might distract me from WoW. Like of all the games I've been seeing, yeah.
You thought this before?
I think this is good news to me. Yeah, it might not be your favorite one ever, but
it'll
be like, yeah, this is
something to try for a while. Yeah.
It's not just like a different version of WoW. Mm-hmm. Which is like what a lot of people complain Lord of the Rings Online is.
Sure. Right. And it is. Mm-hmm. That is what Lord of the Rings
is. So this
Online
is totally
is.
Different.
Well, it's good Garriott has made a lot of noise about this being like, I don't think he's actually come out and said this is the next generation of MMOs, but he's all but implied it if he hasn't said it. Mm-hmm. And you know, I guess we'll just have to see how much of a game changer this is or not.
There's a few other things to note.
Okay.
Well, go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say, I was kind of waiting. There's one point that it may be kind of minor, but to me this actually stopped me from playing some MMOs. It's like there's that moment in any MMO where some guy's shooting an arrow or some kind of melee missile or whatever, and like it has this heat-seek ability. It just can follow me around buildings or whatever. And like even though I'm well out of shot range because he got it off before the timer changed, I still get hit by him. Mm-hmm. In this game, it actually pays that more attention to that action aspect. So like,
you mean like to environment?
To a more environmental acknowledgement of what's going on.
Well, so if you're getting behind a pillar or crouching or something, aren't you like less vulnerable to? Well,
I don't know if we play in the same game.
Well, the times I've been playing it, like if I try attacking somebody and I'm dodging a shot. Like the shot doesn't like warp around something and hit me.
They'll just go right through the object.
Developers have been claiming that it would do what Darren is saying.
Hopefully it's a beta thing, but 100% of the time, because we spent a good deal of the time laughing at this, is that if an enemy fires the shot and they had you in their line of sight, even if you move beyond their line of sight or have cover in between you and the shot, it will go right through.
Yeah, that's not...
Right. Wow, we were playing two different
games.
Yeah,
is what's supposed to happen here.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but the demo I saw at E3 was
like... banana curve.
I didn't see
anything.
Any banana curves or nothing, actually.
The cover would essentially alter the die roll involved.
Yeah, that's right.
That's how it looked to me when they were demoing at E3.
Yeah, it's
like,
supposed to...
You get behind cover, you'll still be hit, but like your chance of being hit is low, and the bullet will still fly to you.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I don't know, maybe that's
I saw
right, the environment,
hit.
You're right, that he had said that the environment
play, play
was
more
like die roll
modifier. Okay. You'll see it a lot, dude.
It's more of a cover, modifier, like
D&D,
than like a block.
The odds must have been with me then, because I did not see any of
those. If you just started, though, like how far did you get?
Oh, I'm only like level 5, so like I'm not that far in.
Because in the beginning of the game, almost all enemies are using melee.
Oh, no, actually, I was dealing with like, you know, like shots coming at me and stuff.
Okay, because when you get the droids out, they like to shoot you with electric bolts and they go through and missiles and they go straight through everything.
So tell me more about instances here, because I want to know. Because like in WoW, your 5 guys go in, and the way instances are set up in that game is you have like very specific groups of enemies milling about. And you kind of sit there with your friends and you go, okay, there's 2 kinds of this guy, 3 kinds of this guy. There's one over here.
That's how it is.
Okay, so there's these pulls that
and
you have to do.
And they're like the equivalent of boss-like characters, you know, where like maybe a big giant walker will come up out of the ground.
Yep.
And he's not the last boss, but on the way, and you'll know that that's coming, and you're going to want to have one guy take his shields down as fast as you can, maybe with like, maybe he's got an EMP chain gun, which is pretty cool for a game like that, just blasting it, you know.
But they're not like just constantly dynamically spawning around.
No, it's not. No, and there are certain types, you know. Then you get inside. So for example, one of the instances, you know, you go into this underground facility, and it's basically a robot factory. And inside there's also all these places, very Doom-like, you know, where they're doing bioorganic experiments on human hosts and things.
Well, that's what all aliens do.
It's just... monstrous things come out, and the first time you see him, it's kind of like, oh crap, I don't know what to deal with that. And you can see that he's got a really high level on him, and then he starts, you know, throwing up things like reflect on various weapons you're using, and you gotta like back off and say, all right, just everyone stop shooting at him because we're killing ourselves.
Yep. Okay,
so it's
cool.
Got that.
That's very well instance.
Another cool thing about this game that's going to make it stand out is the cloning system. And right. You guys that can tell me cool. if there are equivalents to this in other existing MMOs.
I don't think there are. Yeah, this is very cool.
But at any point in the game, after you reach a certain level, you can say, I'm going to create a clone of myself. And then the clone will stay at the same level, but it won't have the attribute points spent. Mm-hmm. So you can basically re-roll constantly uh-huh. throughout the game. So you can clone three versions of yourself and say, hey, I want one where I take the route where I just completely maximize my melee, which is funny because then you can go up and rifle butt someone and send them flying across the screen. And then you can go to, then shoot them with your rifle because you've knocked them into good range for that. Your electricity, your shielding, you call in airstrikes and stuff like that later on. I mean, if you want to, you have drones that fight with you. So if you want to go and specialize in any one of those more than the other,
and the important,
you always can. You don't have to sit and see another guy, meet another player and say, what's it like playing that? I thought about doing that build, but I never did. I kind of regret it. I think I'm playing with you and I see yours is a little more kick-ass than mine.
So, and an important distinction really for smart. This game is that you're kind of classless at the beginning and you, at various points, you kind of keep branching into different classes,
right.
unlike WoW or whatever, where you just pick priest.
Right.
Because yeah. WoW has the talent structure where you can respec at any time and become a different kind of priest.
Yeah.
So,
but you can't go all the way back and be something else.
Right.
Whereas this was a pretty clever...
So that's the trick, though, is cloning at those key points.
Yeah.
At those key...
so if you miss it, you're screwed.
The road.
Mm-hmm. That was a clever design decision, though. I mean, that eliminated one of those big hurdles, which is
the regrind.
Not wanting to start over from the beginning with the same content you've done,
yep.
the level one content again. Mm-hmm. That was pretty smart.
I think that's awesome. I'm sure there's going to be someone out there that finds a reason to bitch about it because it's not the way that they've been eating their meal with the peas in the one compartment,
of
carrots
course.
In the other.
No, most people would kill for a system like that.
There are still people bitching MMOs. That things aren't the way they were in the original UO and,
Yeah.
No one here, though.
Yeah, Ryan. Yeah. Ryan, are you going to play Tabula Rasa, do you think?
I am.
Does that appeal
to you? It sounds cool.
Well, the only thing that matters to Ryan is if there's PvP in it. Let's make a guild.
I was going to ask, but you guys
It's got PvP. I haven't played it yet, but it's got PvP.
Did it have baby PvP?
And it should be fun PvP.
What's baby PvP?
Anything where you can't just walk up to somebody and attack them is baby
it's
PvP.
It's baby PvP okay. then, yeah.
Good.
There's like another observation about you MMOs I have. And that's when you're out with a group of friends and you're doing a mission with them and then you realize that you didn't officially take that mission.
Yeah.
But you've completed all of the requirements.
Yep.
You fulfilled all the requirements to complete mm-hmm. the mission and you go, but you don't get credit. It's just like at the end of Star Wars when they're giving out the medals and if all of a sudden mm-hmm. they put the medal around Luke and then Han Solo and then they get to Chewie and they're like, sorry, dude, you didn't talk to the princess.
Accept the quest.
This probably happens.
Got to go
me
back and rescue her again, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
I go on some long thing and then everybody's like getting the head off the guy and I'm like, how come I'm like, I never had the quest. Yeah.
So you'll be back.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's got to go. MMO, that's another thing, where you're like, why does it take so long for various changes to occur in MMOs?
Well, was WoW the first one to do, somebody will correct me, if not you guys and not the listeners, the share quest option that WoW has?
Oh, I don't know.
WoW will let you share a quest with people in your party who don't have it yet.
City of Heroes let you
there
do
are
that.
Restrictions. Right.
City of Heroes did that.
Like if you're not on the right part of the chain or something. Or there was the quest giver gave you a basket to put the apples in. You're not going to be able to get it because you can't.
Yeah. That's how it would be anyway. One of you would go talk to the guy. Because for example, there's one NPC in Tabula Rasa who wants you to. I'm just trying to figure out a way to talk around it without giving you the specifics of the quest because it could not be there. It's a beta. They might erase it altogether.
Yeah.
It was actually a cool quest, but I'm just using a random example. And he's basically running an illicit practice, and he wants you to help him continue. Mm-hmm. And you can either choose to go and work against him.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately, this boils down to who you talk to. It's not like you mm-hmm. have some well-developed relationship with this guy or anything. But it would be like it's so funny because it's kind of like a behind the Circle K meeting, the pss, pss, hey, come over here. But then everyone in your party's got to go have the same thing.
Well, right.
Then it's just kind of stretches the.
Well, that's the suspension of disbelief that there always is. I mean, it's like the WoW quest where you do have to get some guy's head, and there's a party of five, and then you each have to go up one by one and get his head.
Yeah,
right. Everyone.
I mean, he didn't have five heads.
It's just. How about just give you up the head? Can I have his nose?
Yeah. You get used to that.
Yeah.
The 19th time you kill him.
Right.
You're over it.
That's when I have those moments of I feel sorry for these guys because
because these guys being the NPCs, because they have a lifespan of about like 2 minutes. They're born, they get ganked, they get their heads taken, then the next group comes up.
The sad life.
Poor Hogger. Dead over and over and over and over and over for all eternity.
Sisyphusian.
Do you guys know who Gammon is?
No.
I might be saying his name wrong.
You guys don't play Horde, do you? I know. He's in Orgrimmar, right?
He's this Tauren NPC that spawns in the Orgrimmar Inn, and he's like part of some rogue quest where you have to pickpocket him. But he's yellow when he spawns, so anybody can kill him. Okay. So he'll just spawn in the inn, somebody will immediately kill him.
Over and over.
Yeah. It's a good way to get linen cloth.
Yeah, that's the other thing about MMOs, when the quest might be to get 5 tusks or whatever, and you just find a field and you see a bunch of guys just all standing around waiting for the shit to spawn in. And that's the kind of thing, it's funny because I hear about it, and then you know, the guy I'm playing with, Rory, is like, oh yeah, and he says whatever the name is for that. I'm like, I heard about this shit, why do I have to be living it? You know, it's like the most ridiculous aspects of MMOs, just like that, everyone standing and waiting for some dumb spawn.
Yeah.
And he was and he was sweating. This was cracking me up too. I guess there's some game where they determine the spawn ins, the loot drops or whatever, based on like your name and some kind of like algorithm they got with like how it's alphabetized.
There's
people freaking out like, I didn't get my drop. I didn't get my drop. This has got to be that fucked up system where they're only giving it to people that are like G through Z or whatever.
That's ridiculous.
I know. I'm sitting there trying to make sense of that. Like,
yeah.
Maybe I don't want to.
Drop rates are, you know, all these things you're bringing up, these are like constant. Endless MMO.
Right. I mean, instances were the solution to the major problems.
Yeah, they are. Instances fixed a lot.
And WoW does a lot of, like, dynamic spawning. Like, the more people killing it, the more things will spawn. So, for most places, it's not too terrible.
Remember camp checks?
Yeah. Not really.
You don't really do that anymore.
You don't really do that.
Camp checks, or that might be old EQ.
So, like, an EverQuest
thing? People would just, you know, because there were no instances, so all the biggest... The most important things that people needed, there were always like Disneyland lines for them. And it was a free for all because it wasn't your space.
Yeah. Yep.
So people would just camp. You know, they would just sit there and wait. And then, you know, there'd be disputes like, I was here first.
It'd be like
and
then playing
people
with
would
the
just come on and go, camp, check it, whatever. Say what?
Pretty It'd much. Be like playing pinata, you know, then the candy breaks open and everyone just runs for it, ripping each other's
kind of. Yeah.
And that's when they back when they had like big server wide like message boards for raids. So like, okay, we're gonna kill the dragon on Tuesday. This other guild's gonna kill the dragon on Wednesday, and then this other guild's gonna get in on Thursday, unless they don't finish.
That's
it.
Some fucked up, repugnant shit.
I don't do that anymore. Instances,
and it was way easy to grief all that stuff too.
Actually, that's some good.
If you wanted
stuff.
To be a jerk, you know?
Instances.
Can we take
Just
a break?
Throw it in there. Throw.
Yeah. Okay. We'll take a break. And we'll be back.
Flashbang.
With more hatred.
This 1UP podcast is brought to you by Games for Windows. Welcome to Better PC Gaming. Created with the idea that gaming should deliver more, Games for Windows branded titles bring you all the fun of gaming without all the work. And with the hottest titles around and Windows Vista compatibility, Games for Windows promises to deliver great new gaming experiences every time you play.
Well, we're back, and we're going to talk about trailers in a segment we like to call Trailer Trash.
Oh, how's that?
I didn't think you were actually going to use that.
Is that good?
I think that's trademarked.
So, what, there were at least a couple trailers that came out last week, one of them being...
Comic-Con.
The TV game stuff, Lost and Heroes. What do we think of Lost?
I think Lost looks like a bad PS2 game.
Yeah, I don't know.
It could have been anything.
I don't know what it was.
There's nothing coming out of that right now. I can't get a vibe. But I mean,
are you supposed to be Jack? Or like they never showed his
like
face?
Somebody else,
some unknown character. Okay. I think.
Yeah, never showed his face, but he had a Jack haircut. And I think they were trying to convince you that you were Jack, but they
You're
never
Jack like
Jack like.
Ryan, you heard the music though, and kind of got excited. There was some moment when you were watching that trailer, and despite being a jaded gamer, you were like. All right. Same way that people reacted when they saw the Iron Man movie trailer.
Not really.
I could try to crack the meta code in this game and see how it ties into the show.
You didn't have any moment of...
There's Locke on the screen, but he looks like some...
The Sawyer made
ugly,
me laugh.
Some glass eyes. Yeah.
PS2 character.
Yeah. This looks like... I mean, we didn't know if this was actually going to be a real game or like... shovelware. For
I thought it was going to be like those crappy like ER games.
Yeah, my first fear was going to be like one of those like CSI, Three Dimensions of Murder games or something.
And doesn't it seem it's going more that way?
Yeah. Well, it looks like the gameplay is following arrows on trees. But, you know, from
we really just can't tell what's there. You know it's going to be made for, you know, Walmart, for an audience that you know, you pick up, you say, hey, Lost, I watched that show.
What could they even do in this game?
I got a computer.
You know, they're not going to, they can't answer it.
Of course not.
So yeah, what's it going to be?
Right, you can't go, I mean, it's going to have to be like you're saying, here's this mysterious passenger, and they'll write some cockamamie story about how, you know, none of the why the television series that we've all been watching didn't acknowledge the existence.
It'll be
of this
Nikki
person.
And Paolo all over again.
Right,
right. Except right. it wouldn't be acknowledged by the TV show.
Right.
Right, right. The only possible solution is that we get killed at the end. That's why we're not part of
buried
the
alive.
Plot.
I'm hoping for.
Yeah. What if it's not? Like I heard that the J.J. Abrams and all the people behind the show that you're actually one of the others, and everything that you see, that you play and experience in the game, they're basically writing into the next season.
Shut up, Sean. I was going to let him keep going, dude.
You play as Jacob.
there you go.
You orchestrate. Yeah, it's like Sims.
Oh, you're going to be such a ghost.
So you just sit in that chair for
spoilers,
20 hours?
Spoilers for Lost Season 3
you
for
play
anybody
as the
who
dog.
Hasn't
oh,
seen
yeah,
it.
We should have
yeah, just by saying that. Jacob.
Spoiler alert.
Hey, that'd be cool if you got to play as the dog.
Jacob's the haunted mansion ride at Disneyland. Jacob is the haunted mansion ride at Disneyland. Spoilers.
You look
spoilers.
In the mirror.
God, in the mirror. He shows up in your cart.
he shows up in your cabin.
So did you see that Michael's coming back to the cast?
Yeah, that's cool.
I saw an angry post on Quarter of Three, some guy saying like that it was bullshit that he was coming back.
What? Who, you know, like, he never got off the island.
Oh, the dude
like,
that yells
bullshit?
Walt?
They didn't finish his story.
They just put him on a tugboat and said, okay, take off. Right. There's no strings attached.
Yeah, it's not bad he's coming back. The only bad thing is if he's still running around screaming, Walt.
Yeah, that'd be the bad
thing.
Well,
you know, given what happened at the end of Season 3, obviously.
Right.
You know, he doesn't.
You know what? I'm going to say right now, I think Michael's the guy in the coffin.
I still think it's what's his face, the you know,
Locke.
No,
Ben.
The leader, Ben. There you go. Yeah. Thank you.
I think it's the dog.
Right, you heard it here now first.
So that game looked good.
What did
that game?
That game looked good.
Oh yeah, it looked good.
There was actually not coming to PC. There's the Iron Man game trailer and Iron Man movie trailer.
You like how it had that same animation for turning the missile around all the time?
I didn't. There's a game too. Of course, there's
Of course, there's a game.
The movie trailer was kind of funny because again, I'm like, I haven't even watched for being somewhat into superheroes. I haven't seen Superman movie or Hulk or.
I didn't see either of
those. You didn't miss much there.
I haven't seen a lot, but I kind of was like, it looks like Downey Jr. could pull it. Like he could be the secret ingredient that
Good
makes
actor.
It work. If it works, mm-hmm. like it'll be on him.
I can see him doing it.
I forgot who was telling me this, but someone who was down at Comic-Con was saying that they actually watched like an extended trailer from the movie, mm-hmm. and it looked pretty sick. So
they're kind of running out of superheroes.
Dude, but there's probably – if you talk to someone that was at Comic-Con, Ant-Man. Like they're by default,
no way.
They're going to tell you.
Well, they got plenty of someone from the superheroes they can make movies for.
Someone
like
from who? The game industry at Comic-Con by default is
going to say – having three separate conversations on this podcast.
Wow, this is like a Robert Altman movie. All of a sudden, it's Nashville, the podcast.
This is bad because we can't hear ourselves.
I know.
Yeah, this is like –
we apologize for that talking over.
I think it's probably
what were you guys talking about?
Over on this corner of the podcast, we were talking about – I said that they're starting to run out of superheroes to make movies of.
No, there's plenty.
And then Ryan countered that with,
there aren't. There's Captain America.
Oh, wait, I'm waiting for Ryan's dropping on the
Before they even made, before they even got to Iron Man, they made a goddamn Elektra movie, and they made a Catwoman movie. So,
but
like,
see, we're already on, like, the
Thor
C-level
movie coming, and
they made a terrible Captain America movie, too.
They made a terrible Captain America movie.
With David Hasselhoff?
No.
The what?
Straight to cable. Man. It was awesome.
The what?
The David Hasselhoff, Nick Fury. Dude, it's out there.
David Hasselhoff is Nick Fury?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's out there in the wild. There are 8 trillion superheroes. There are no problems.
Then there's the Dolph Lundgren Punisher.
But yeah, they're all C to Z levels. All the big guys are done.
Again, we're having five conversations.
Again, it's happening. This is a problem.
This is toast.
Dude.
It's a problem.
Yeah.
Why do we always have the equipment failures? Why is it always us?
I suck.
I don't know. We should just.
No, you don't suck.
This is our last GFW radio.
This is it. We're out after this one. Yeah, we've been canceled.
let's just go continue this discussion on our own time. This is a good one.
Well, how about Heroes? Do we have anything to say about Heroes, the game?
I still haven't watched that show.
Oh, man.
Dude, come on.
I think Heroes has a better chance of being a game than Lost. I will say that much.
Yeah.
Because there are a bunch of different characters all with different abilities that each individual person, you could play as them and that would be cool. I don't think they'd have to make up a hero for you to be.
My only fear is that they'd focus on the route with like X2 Wolverine's Revenge and focus on one guy and you're stuck playing some crap ass plot with.
Yeah, I don't know. Have they said anything at all about it? Just that the there fact is going to be one? Did you see that the guy who plays Siler got cast as Mr. Spock in the Star Trek movie?
Star Trek is the worst thing ever, but that's pretty cool.
Has anyone played the Battlestar game? Was that at E3?
That scares me.
Yeah,
the Battlestar game at E3, that was not really a Battlestar game.
Lots of heroes are okay, but Battlestar scares you.
I don't want Battlestar Galactica sullied by a game. Keep your games away from Battlestar Galactica.
Too highfalutin for that.
Right.
Yeah, actually,
this is television literature we're talking
about.
Exactly. That's lowbrow art.
It'd be like a Deadwood game or a The Wire game. Don't mess with that.
A Deadwood game would be fun.
Dude, it'd just be like cursing in the Old West. That'd be awesome.
What, Sean?
I just this whole time I'm realizing we've been talking over one another.
No, it was just that one part. It was just I
no,
hear
just a second ago we were just doing it.
I think we caught each other.
Yeah, no more than usual, though.
I hate it.
He's done. He ain't saying a word.
No, but yeah. So someone brought up the Battlestar game.
Yeah,
I saw it at E3. Anyone else?
No. Is it just like ship combat?
It's ship combat. Like it's like a top-down shooter kind of game. You're not in the cockpit or anything.
Okay. I don't get to like have dialogue trees with Odama.
No.
No. Fuck it.
Is it an Xbox Live game?
It's an Xbox Live Arcade game. No talk about bringing it to the PC. Well, and actually, I think they are thinking about bringing it to the PC, but...
Oh, doesn't sound like
it. But basically, it's a lot
like... So we're talking like 1942? Or
Kinda. It's just kind of like... actually, it's like Wing Commander Arena, actually.
Oh, so Armada, basically.
Yeah, basically. It's just kind of like top-down shooting. You have like teams. You could have a single-player campaign against bots. Whoop-de-doo.
Are the characters in it, the main characters?
I don't think so.
No.
They make quip. They quip from inside their cockpits.
If I can't gank Gaius Baltar, I'm out.
Any game that starts off with like a movie or TV license already is dropped down a peg before I even know anything about it.
Oh, hey, check.
You think?
You know what game got announced at Comic-Con that will be cool?
What?
Lego Indiana Jones.
Oh, see, now that looked good. I agree with you.
Yeah, that's right.
Is that coming to the PC?
Sean's like, oh, God. Mm-hmm. I think so. I mean, the other one's like that shit.
That to me is like the people that like send me like Rick Roll videos. You get it? It's Lego. It's Indiana Jones. It's great. It's Star Wars and it's Lego.
Hey, it's Star Wars. Lego Star Wars.
No, it looks like a dumb fucking platformer.
Lego Star Wars games were fun.
I haven't even played it. I've watched people play it. And it looks cool.
Lego makes anything bad cool.
Because you can turn... What you don't understand is it's not just a kiddie veneer. You can manipulate the world because it's constructed of Legos.
Actually, I'm kind of curious. Isn't there like a Lego MMO coming up?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I know like NetDevil's working on that.
Yes,
yeah.
They are.
The makers of Habbo Hotel.
I'm totally wondering.
Is the limit.
A Lego MMO is going to be like Habbo Hotel stuff.
No, this is the guys who made Auto Assault. See, if they had done Auto Assault out of Lego, it'd probably still be running today.
It definitely would still be running.
All that Lego.
By the way, we haven't brought that up since, but you know, it's still online. We talked once on this podcast about how we were all going to make accounts and be revving our engines as the lights go down on.
I don't think
August
they're letting
31st.
Us make new accounts.
Oh, really?
At this point, I did inquire about this.
I told their PR people
how I want to do this, like ride off into the sunset kind of thing.
They're not trying to get PR for the fact that it's pulling the plug on an abysmal failure of an MMO. I still have an account. I can get in there.
Do you?
Yeah.
Get in there and take some screenshots.
Mingo's Marauders, man. We ride.
How we roll.
My name in Tabula Rasa for the world, if anyone else is in the beta and wants to say hi, I'm Cellulitia or Cellulitia Obesia.
I was about to say, I wonder if it was Obesia's
Cellulita Obesia. That's who it is. Yeah.
Part of the family.
And The tremendo is by Rory.
You get a whole theme.
Well, that's because it comes from the Big Fun
Squad
series when we play in Company of Heroes, which, oh, by the way, once that went on Steam, just massively reinvigorated the online community.
Is that right?
For it. Yeah, you look, and it was to a point where you'd go on to play, and they were only like, I don't know, I'm sure I'm getting it wrong, but, you know, maybe like 1,000, and now it's like way, way more. Cool. Often, you know, orders of magnitude 10 times as many people.
Steam. Okay, about this. Do you know if you, like, I've been thinking about, I might have to check this after work, but is it possible if you, like, let's say I have, okay, Company Heroes, for example. I don't want to carry the disc around anymore.
If you bought the retail, if you can use it on Steam.
If I use my serial code on Steam and then
I haven't tried, I'm guessing not. But that would sure be nice, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah, shit, yeah. I want to ditch my disc.
Oh, cool. Props to Valve. Check this out. This is, you know, at first everyone was like, I don't know what to think about this, and this being that Valve decided that you can't just buy the stripped down black box or whatever it is of Episode 2, mm-hmm. that you have to get this whole orange box that comes with Half-Life 2, Half-Life 2 Episode 1,
right.
Episode 2, and all this other stuff, and you're like, but the thing is it's not costing you anymore, really. It's still a value. Even if it didn't have those, it would still be a value for Team Fortress 2, which they could so easily charge full retail for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the history, the legacy of that game, and then Portal, and then Episode. But the thing is that now if you buy it and you've already got them, you get codes for them, and you can give them to anyone you want. So you can, you know, remotely. So it's like, say I buy this box and I'm like, I don't need Half-Life 2. I don't need episode 1. I can just tell my friend in Illinois or whatever, hey, check this out. And he gets an email and then boom, he's got those two games. I just thought that was
pretty
cool. How many developers
have
played
Half-Life 2 at this point?
A lot of people. Yeah. I was just talking to someone who was just playing it. Robert Ashley, who freelances for us, was just playing it for the first time this past month.
Mm-hmm.
It takes a lot of people a while to upgrade their computers, you know?
That's exactly it.
Yeah. You can still download the pieces via Steam, right? If you don't want those. If you don't want to go retail.
Right.
Yeah, you can get that stuff, yeah.
So, go Steam. I think that's probably just another way to promote
Steam
service. It's another way to promote their game. I mean, it's someone else playing it, but it's still cool, though, that you don't, you know, you're not stuck with just something you can't, or can't like, use. I have another version of these and I can install it on whatever computer I own or whatever. It's like, that was pretty cool.
But still, the black box version would have been nice, though, don't you think?
I think if they had never announced the other version that they canceled, no one would have even balked on it. Like, no one would even say, like, oh, I'm getting these games I can't use.
Right, because it has a little bit of the whiff of, well, actually, we want you to buy the more expensive one and never mind the cheap one.
Mm-hmm. It's because an option was taken away.
It's
that
not
people are
just
reacting.
A whiff.
But it's still,
that,
like you said
is
before.
What it is.
Yeah, like you said, it's still a crazy bargain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was interesting to see Robert play this for the first time because it just totally reminded me of, you know, when you have some favorite thing, like, you know, Preacher comic I'm really fond of, and it seems like every year I hook someone else on it, uh-huh. although it might have been like years and years since I've read it, but it's always kind of like cool to vicariously relive like when you mm-hmm. first read it as they keep coming back to you like, holy shit, what mm-hmm. about this part? You know,
that's
what about
how
this?
I am with According to Jim. Every time I watch someone watch the comedic stylings of Jim Belushi for the first time,
yeah,
I get really happy for them.
Nice.
As you watch their soul get sucked out into the TV.
That made me sad, Jeff.
I'm sorry.
I didn't get it. I haven't seen it.
Yeah, it's just.
I don't think you have to understand that.
Yeah.
It's not video games. I don't know anything about it. That's funny.
According to Jim, might be great.
Oh, hey, not to just.
Oh, according to Jim. That's that shitcom?
Yeah.
Late to the Station.
Is that a Freudian
I've
slip?
Heard about that. I haven't watched it. But.
Yeah.
Just one thing I wanted to throw out before I forget. Just bringing up, speaking of Valve, for anyone who's in the Dallas area going to QuakeCon this week, they're going to be letting people play Left 4 Dead.
Oh, cool.
So they're going to be on display there. I think they're also going to have the orange box going on.
You can't just be in the Dallas area, right? You have to have a pass to the convention.
You pay for a pass to get in. But,
yeah.
I mean, it's worth checking out for that.
How much they charge for this pass?
I don't know how much they charge for that thing these days, but there's a lot of developers showing up for these things now.
QuakeCon's a big deal.
I wanted to go to Comic-Con this year. Reminded me of, because I went to high school in San Diego. We used to always go down there and buy people's passes for $1 as they were leaving mm-hmm. and then go in and then whatever. We'd have the misfortune of going to a booth and the guy says, oh, yeah, you're from San Luis Obispo. My son goes to high school out there. What school are you going to? I have to make up some bullshit story.
Just moved there.
Nah, B, My dad told me not to talk to strangers, especially at the Comic-Con.
But that especially when dressed as Boba Fett.
The Comic-Con was like legit legitly like fucked back before the whole world got screwed up. Like, I remember going upstairs there, and they had like rooms just where they play anime. And I remember opening the door of one of those motherfuckers.
Oh, no.
And closing that door.
Oh, boy. Wasn't like the hentai room,
was it?
It
just cracked me up because I was like, so this is like, you know, 90 to 93. That shit was bad. Now it's like they've taken over the world.
You know, it's big time.
There's a cartoon I just heard about coming out now. It's already out. It's called Stormhawks. And why am I talking about this?
I don't know.
I've actually seen the commercials for this.
Tell me about Stormhawks.
Well, when we always, in our Hear the Web, we always... Well, not always, but it's common that we have furries and people that fetishize game characters and mm-hmm. animals and all this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And at some point, I was wondering, like, okay, what if there's this, you know, I'll entertain this conspiracy theory and say that the people that make the Sonic games and stuff, not the first one, but the sequels and the sequels of the sequels, say, hey, we understand that a big portion of our audience is into this kind of stuff. Like, let's cater to them a little bit.
Into it, you mean like...
Into it, yeah, like wanting to get into their characters.
Like has a sexual problem with Sonic.
Wanting to really get into their characters.
It's okay. Not a problem, and, Jeff.
So anyway, like along with that, I kind of like entertain that, put it aside, but now there's this show called Stormhawks, and if you look at it, I swear to God, it's straight up. They're like, someone said, hey, that's a lucrative market. There's people that like that shit, and we're going to like give it to them. So they have like a whole part of the huge cast are straight up furries. Mm. It's not, and when I say furry, I don't mean like
live action guys,
Bugs Bunny and shit. You know where mm-hmm. you know it's like that's a bunny, that's like a bunny cats. With like dynamite coming out of his ass. But they're like people, they're very like highly anthropomorphized animals. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that show's loaded with them. So what we did is we're like, okay, are we just being like freaks? Am I becoming like the Jack Thompson of the furry generation? So what we did,
it's a hell of a banner to hold there.
Is
man.
I googled furry. Plus Stormhawks,
uh-huh.
And what do you know?
Oh.
Almost everything that comes up, it's like furry forms and stuff and their favorite things. There's like a little box on the side. What are your favorite things in this world? Stormhawks.
Wow.
A very, very common favorite.
So basically, mm-hmm. if your kids are watching Stormhawks,
there's the smoking gun.
There's your warning sign.
That's the
you
smoking
are the Jack
gun.
Thompson of
you are attuned to this.
I just wondered because there's like at some
these
point,
these TV
you know,
shows are turning our kids into furries.
Final Fantasy caters to, what was it, 12? That had the bunny ears.
Oh, the bunny girl,
and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, Final Fantasy X2, that one?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That lasted about 5 minutes on my TV screen. I got a copy
not,
of that.
No, that's different. 10-2 or 10-2? X2 is the one
no,
with
12
the trio of...
10-2 was the one with all the girl, all the upskirts.
I'm talking about
right?
the most recent one
they
that
were
came
singing?
Out on PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was...
I'm thinking of a different one. Yeah, X2 was the one that I lasted good. About 5 minutes, and I had to take that thing out of my machine. It was making me feel icky.
Yeah.
12 is how it goes. Aroused.
But yeah, Fran, she's very much bunny love.
We got that video in what will now be last week's GFW radio thread on oneup.com about the man who has over 170 grand worth of love dolls in his house and decided he doesn't need a real woman because they can hurt his feelings. And,
yeah.
I can't trust them.
So I'm just saying, if you want to watch that video, you should go check it out.
It's just saying.
The best part, the best part I noticed was at the end of that video is like it shows all these like supposedly live looking, real looking dolls, and then they have like this like the hyper anime dolls. At
yeah,
the very end.
They got them.
Oh. Now, this has become the human bottom feeder podcast.
We said it's hate. It certainly is filth.
Are we done? I think we're done. We have to go back and make a magazine.
Some sort of magazine.
I did want to do one little plug. Sean Malloy and I are going to be at BlizzCon this week, recording live, we hope, from the floor for the Legendary Thread podcast. And there's going to be people are going to be able to play StarCraft II on the floor there, so we'll have some stuff about that. And Blizzard's announcement. They got an announcement coming on down there, so we're going to be excited to share that
with
all of you.
Yeah. Oh, and I'll be and also this week I'll be at QuakeCon drinking.
Awesome.
And also,
podcast.
So we're spending our very tightly held expense money, so you can go drink and. Could you try to attend the event too, please?
I might attend the events. No, okay. Actually, we are. Carmack is allegedly going to be talking about breaking some big news at the show.
Awesome.
So we'll be there for it.
Well, they told us pretty much at E3 they're revealing his new game at the show.
It's supposed to be on the.
Ixnay on the in game.
I already said that before. I already said it on One Up Yours. So
okay, well, never mind. Secret's out. Fuck
yeah,
it.
Look forward to the new Carmack game.
Look forward to it later this week.
New thing at QuakeCon.
All right, so we'll be back sometime. Next week's podcast is a little bit in question, but we'll try to get it together for you guys. We're going to have some scheduling difficulties, but we'll try to be here.
I'm there with Sean that this is our last one. We're done.
Never mind. This is our last one.
All right,
one.
This we're is done. It. We're out.
Okay. Well, goodbye forever. It's been nice.
All right, and we out.
Oh, are you ready? No, no. I said, are you ready?
One.
Two. Three. Four. Five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10.
Go out and get gone. Close the tent flap. Your mom and me need to take a nap.
You're not my dad, dude. What's your hang-up? And whatever you do, don't touch my manga.
I made the homepage on my laptop, lolcats. Have a look. The signal's strongest outside and all that.
I created almost all of those. Now they're a chore. And if I use your laptop, it'll be the way the YouTube war. Wait, no webcam? I believe I'll pass, Richard. You want to spread clam, I'm fond of bedlam.
With thousands in attendance. For millions watching online.
Metal Gears of War. Solid Golden Axes. Allied Assault. Six Axes Game. Crazy Taxi. 12 Words You Heard. Ralphie Reporting. Earl Protect the Girl. Richard Selfish and Horny.
Zipping takes an instant. Unzipping seems to take forever.
Don't blow up any trucks, Earl. I saw the demonstration on Fox.
Don't listen to those fearful pricks. All we ever did was change the hood ornament to Hero Clicks.
Earl, I hid Wii Fit in the cellar. Tune in and turn yourself into a Hokage cave dweller.
The Japanese are making mechs, Richard. Quit. Asimo will carry me. At least that's how I pictured it.
Let's get ready, you sucker!
Dwight's dad got a Honda. Thinks it's better than our Ford. Get down the block and settle the accord.
I haven't seen the NPD numbers. I really have no idea. Although anything from Japan superior, second only to Korea.
Okay, kid. I tried to play reasonable. Having you in the house right now plainly isn't feasible.
How totally neurotypical. You know the tune they play for users on The Price is Right? If you patrolled YTMND, maybe you just might. We're there, Richard. Search Mom of the Year. One easy click and the song's in your ear.
The
One Up Podcast is brought to you by Games for Windows. Welcome to Better PC Gaming. Created with the idea that gaming should deliver more. Games for Windows branded titles bring you all the fun of gaming without all the work. And with the hottest titles around and Windows Vista compatibility, Games for Windows promises to deliver great new gaming experiences every time you play.